To put it mildly, Walpole resident Heidi Westover likes to get a jog in before work.
My wake-up runs are before school, pretty early in the morning.
How early?
Around 5 o'clock, a little bit before 5 a.m., about 4:30, 4:45.
Getting on the treadmill for 20 miles?
Yep, getting on the treadmill for 20 miles. And then it's a great way to plan for school that day. You know, I go over what I'm going to do in my head. Okay, what's in store for the kids this week? What are we going to do? What are our goals? What do I want to accomplish?
Heidi teaches a joint 4th and 5th grade class at the North Charlestown Community School, and she counts her 22 students among her biggest motivations. But what is really kind of incredible about Heidi is that even after her morning run and a full day of school spent drilling fractions, she still isn't done. Westover hits the streets for a second jog most days. In total, she's running 200 miles a week.
Can you help me put in perspective what a 200-mile week is?
It's a treadmill in the morning, 15 to 20 miles in the treadmill, and then in the afternoon, 10 to 15 miles. And then the weekends are just really long runs, between 25 and 30 miles.
This is really high-mileage training, a great deal more than most elite marathoners will put in. And the results are paying off. The soft-spoken Westover has become one of the best American distance runners.
This year's Boston, I'm trying for top 10. I'd like to be one of the top U.S. runners. And my goal is to run under 2:39. I'm going to go out there and just hope my stars are aligned and, you know, that it's my day.
I did my best to catch up with another elite New Hampshire athlete, Hancock resident Yolanda Flamino.
Is something like this actually fun for you?
It is. I mean, it's a lot of hard work, and it's not always fun, but for the most part, I really do enjoy running. It's just, you know, it gets to the point where go out, fresh air, it's your meditation, it's your thought time, it's just a lot of things, and I do enjoy it, and I've always been goal-oriented, so it's nice to work towards a solid goal.
The 33-year-old hopes to qualify for her second straight Olympic trials. To do so, she has her sights set on finishing the Boston Marathon in under 2 hours, 42 minutes. I needed some help with the math.
Between 6:10 and 6:15 pace.
For 26 straight miles.
Yep. And .2. .2 is the killer.
Yo, as her friends call her, has been training hard since February for Boston. It's a race she's always dreamed of running.
Growing up in New England, it's just one of those New England traditions. So, I mean, throughout the country and the world, it has a lore, but especially if you grew up in New England and are a distance runner.
There are 179 New Hampshire women running Boston this year. If things go according to plan, they'll all be chasing Walpole's Heidi Westover, who offers this advice.
Good luck and have fun. It's an experience you'll never forget. Boston's really big and you'll have a great time.
For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.